What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 49.
Oh, my bad, bro. You just been gone for so long. It was like second nature, bro. My bad.
I just, I, you know, I had that plan in my head and I was committed to it.
I got freaked out. What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 49 here on The Summit. This is the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you listen to this, don't forget that you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. We actually have a giveaway going on right now that niggas are not participating in. But if that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check us out in the links in the description below. While you're ready, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing in for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashley, with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna start off with the one who interrupted me before this recording went live, Razor SJS. How you doing? And thanks for holding it down for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you mean to say like that blooper's not making it in the episode?
It'll make it.
I did that for no reason, bro.
It'll make it in.
Don't worry, I'm gonna make fun of you in front of the internet one day. Probably later this episode. But what's going on, internet? Welcome back to the Summit. Glad you're here. And as he said, because I don't know if we're gonna talk about this later, we do have a Discord giveaway going. Maybe join. You might have good odds. I ain't gonna say how many people in there, but I can count them on one hand. You might have good odds if you like Assassin's Creed Shadows. Hey, but back to you, Ashley.
And our next co-host, who's back there chuckling behind the scenes, Mr. 5'6 himself, High Roller. Go ahead and bring us in.
Hey, man, don't be telling my height to these niggas. I'm 6'2, nigga. It's Wednesday. I'm tall as fuck.
Nigga, 6'2.
Just like my pockets, person. Nigga. My pockets is long. High Roller.
6'2. Fuck out of here.
That man,
bro.
Money's shopping.
Hey, man.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Hey, man, nigga, you 6'2 sideways. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
That's it for me.
Hey, I've never heard anybody say no shit like that. Hey, and our next co-host, T Striker TGV. How about you go ahead and rebuttal that, man?
He's just jealous, yo. He's short as shit. I've seen
fight
him.
Back.
He needs to get on a pedestal to get into his car, yo. Him and this other midget bitch that we got in Discord, yo, they be competing and who's gonna get to school first to fucking get up to the counter and open up the top freezer.
Anyways, wait, who are you talking good, about?
Y'all? That comeback wasn't good enough.
Shut up, stupid. No one's talking to you. It's my turn, bitch. Fuck out of here. God damn it. But what's good, wonderful people? This is episode 49, yo. And, you know, the Almighty Striker is here.
Oof.
And yeah, tune in.
Wait, are you back to the Almighty or are you the Striker?
You ain't even tune in because we covered this a couple episodes again, Ashy.
I've been sick. Can't time to catch up.
My bad.
My bad. When we stopped doing the checks, too.
Boy, shit, he stopped doing the what?
The checks where we used to be like, if someone was AFK from the pod, we'd be like, hey, if you listen to this, make sure we made you type
in my defense.
Stop doing that.
I was sick in my defense, and I haven't had time to catch up in a week. Anyway, Mr. Mediator, fuck nigga Rain. Why don't you go ahead? Why don't you go ahead and
that came from the heart,
speak
bro.
Speak your piece.
They did. I know, right? That was conviction behind that.
You ain't had to out me like that.
My bad.
I was not in, bro.
I couldn't hold it back, bro. I was like, because I think I low key might have said something in there that you were supposed to catch and you didn't pick up on it. And I might have felt the way subconsciously, you know. Maybe that's
your vibe was off,
you know. And I was just like, damn, my boy really let me down. But, you know, I appreciate you bringing the fuck nigga in the way that we do, because obviously FNs are up. Because last I checked, FNtastic, a couple niggas in the Discord was promoting the fuck out of it last year, and them boys ran off with a bag. So, if I can do that, I will gladly do that while providing y'all gaming news. You know what I mean?
They did run off with the bag.
Missed the bag. Fantastic, fuck nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
This nigga says 6'2 sideways, bro. That shit is funny. That shit is fucking funny. Hey, High Roller, you got it for the day. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Sorry, stuff like that. That's great.
Episode
ain't even over.
That shit was funny. This shit was funny, hey, but we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're almost at episode 50, so tune in next week. But we do have a giveaway going on. We're giving away Assassin's Creed Shadows. The secret word is shadows for anybody want to join our Discord. Link in the description below, as always. And roll over to that giveaways channel, and you'll see all the information you need. I'm surprised people aren't hopping on the free stuff. You know, we got like 100 members, and like it's not that many people like tuned in. Maybe their notifications are silent. But it's definitely a lot of, you know, it's definitely active people here. They just don't check other channels. I don't think they know how to check other channels other than the general one.
I'm not going to cap. It's crazy. You got like more emotes and interactions to the cleaning house than you did the giveaway.
Bro, I swear, right? I swear, yeah, right? I swear.
I want to stay. No reason, though.
I saw Master Roshi hop on it.
That nigga was one of the first one. Shit.
Man, eventually we're gonna have to start banning Ozaru, bro. He gonna start winning everything.
That's what I'm saying.
That's helpful for him.
That's helpful for him, bro. Cause he said he trying to save money. So you know, we
saw that damn chair.
That nigga just bought $1,000 TV. That's why he's trying to save now.
But did you see the stand? I get it.
I didn't see the stand.
I get it.
You just stand.
You know, single nigga problems. You know what I mean? I get
oh
it.
Oh my God. Where did he post that at? What channel was that? General? Mm-mm. That shit was hilarious. Was it Funnies? What was it? It was somewhere. The fucking chair took me out. The folding chair in front of the TV took me chair, out. Yo. That shit looks so sad.
Hang himself for real, yo. I was like, oh, shit.
God damn.
I mean, oh, we was all there one day.
You know what I mean?
This is cinema, yeah. He said, ready for the TV. It's just a folding chair in a TV stand with no TV.
I still got my first folding chair, nigga. You know? Had me hang sitting on it when he came through.
But who mounted it, though? Did Geek Squad mount it? Why the fuck didn't they just put the damn... Yeah, bro, what's going on? Run me my money back.
That's not... Because it's leaning forward. That's not, like, properly set up.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did that himself. That shit gonna come off the wall.
It's a DI.
That's crazy.
That's
not true.
You can tell by the shadow.
DIY project.
Look at the shadow behind it, bro. It's not flush with the wall. You know, that's just... Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. Damn. He said it's up there.
That's your OLED.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He good for it. Yeah. He can pop the panels out, right?
Mm. Shit, it worked like that. Anyway, but we do got a giveaway going on. It ends March 17th, and the game releases on March 20th. Let's speaking of Assassin's Creed, who's playing day one?
I'm playing 3 days before.
You know? Is it 3 days before for the past?
For Ubisoft Plus, yes, sir.
I guess it don't matter. It got leaked 3 weeks ago, so fuck it.
Oh. I might as well get Ubisoft Plus a week before.
You got the 3 day early pass. They got the 3 week early pass, boy.
That is the one. Them boys beat me. Yeah.
Anyway, it's Rain like, popped to Twitch over. And they said, "Wait a minute, because playing the game. What's going on?"
I stay clear of that.
Y'all think the Rad Brad got like a whole gameplay on YouTube already?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
He posted like an hour of the game like 2 months ago already.
They were like, can't you like? I paid for this. This mine now, bro. Mm-hmm. What you gonna tell me? Take it down because it's not out yet. Nah,
that boy been playing it. You gonna see the Rad Brad's gonna have 2 million views on March 16th.
That nigga gonna have the end video on the day we play it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't release the ending to the game till the day it released. That's the non-negotiable.
To be fair, when the Rad Brad plays things, he is never negative. I've never heard a negative review from the Rad Brad about any games. You can tell when a game's bad for him though, because he won't finish it. Like you won't see any more videos.
That is true.
He'll just not play it. That's how you know a game is bad. But if you finish it, he liked it. But if it's only got 2 episodes in the series for a 40-hour game, he ain't like it too much.
I'm up out of there.
I guess technically he can sign any NDA because shit, he could he don't speak bad about gays. I saw him playing Assassin's Creed and he was watching like the lip sync being so off in Shadows, and he was just like, oh yeah, this is great. And I'm like, the comments were like, come on, Brad. Come on, bro. Oh my god.
Brad said I'm getting paid, baby.
Getting paid. I think I'm trying to play it day one on the 20th. Razor, are you playing it or did you start Cyberpunk already?
I did start Cyberpunk.
How's that going?
I'm playing it low key. I ain't put too much time into it. I'm really just like doing little side quests and shit and going, well, I just got out of talking to that stripper for like information on what's her face.
Pan Am.
Her name's Emily, I think. I ain't gotten too far story wise, but playing it, it's okay so far, and I ain't even got shit yet. So like I don't even know
You even got a whip yet?
Nah, bro. I be using them Lamborghinis, dog.
How you feel about the first person perspective?
I don't mind it.
Okay. I think I'm the only one that doesn't.
Well, yeah, I'm an FPS player, so.
Oh, you don't play third
person? It's not an FPS game, though.
Technically.
I mean, you can shoot. You can shoot in GTA. That don't make it an FPS.
That makes it a third person shooter.
Yeah, but GTA, you can play in first person. But if it was a dedicated first person, would you enjoy it as much as you did?
But can't you play Cyberpunk in third person?
No.
You sure?
Not without a PC mod.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I think FPS is a genre, so if it includes a first person point of view and you're shooting a gun, then it is technically an FPS.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think an FPS is a primarily shooter. Now, you can't go ahead and call like Red Dead Redemption an FPS because I got a gun and I can shoot it and I can put it in first person.
I think you're thinking of like arcade shooters like COD being what an FPS is, but it's just those games are so simple that FPS is one of the few categories they fit in. But like something like Red Dead, it fits in so many categories and FPS is one of them. You know what I mean?
I mean, no. Because wouldn't that mean the game has to be a shooter, right? And it's got to be dedicated first person. It's centered on gunfighting, right? So, I mean, Cyberpunk isn't a dedicated first person shooter because you don't have to use a gun in Cyberpunk. You can use a sword if you want to.
You don't have to use a gun in COD either.
Well, now you don't. how y'all feel about this? Yeah, how y'all feel? I wouldn't call it an FPS. It would definitely be an ARPG.
I think you thinking too much about like what FPS means. I don't know. FPS is just a label. It's not like a.
It's like with Red Dead, I'd say
a video game centered on gunfighting.
Yeah, but
from a first person perspective.
I think it has a mix of that, but
yeah, a lot of games fall into the FPS category but are still RPGs too. So like if you're not just saying it's an FPS game, you're just saying it has FPS aspects.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, cuz there's plenty of games that's multiple genres, but what is it mainly?
Mainly that game is an RPG.
I still think it takes away from the experience though, being first person.
Oh, I mean,
you just don't like first person perspective or something.
I do in a dedicated shooter. I do because it makes sense because I got a gun. Like if I'm playing COD, obviously it makes sense.
It takes away from Cyberpunk though, being in first person?
Like your character that you created. I like looking at my facial expression when I'm talking to people. I like being able to see what I'm wearing. I like being able to see like my body language. I like being able to see my body parts. Like I don't like just seeing what's in front of me.
So you like cutscenes?
I do. I like cutscenes.
Versus dialogue.
I like dialogue.
Because I feel like dialogue, you're being talked to, versus cutscene, you're seeing your character interacting.
Well, dialogue, you're engaging in a conversation.
Yeah, being talked to.
Which I can't see myself being engaging in a conversation if I'm at first person.
But that's how you conversate.
It just adds more because I feel more immersed if I can see the entire field of view from behind my character. Like I can see, I like having it as if I'm watching a movie versus me just being right there on it. I don't like that first person perspective. where I can't see myself. Which is fine. Like I said, if I'm playing like an action, like in a multiplayer game, that's fine. But if I'm playing something that's story based and I'm supposed to be like, it's a role playing game, you know, I want to play my role. I don't want to be in a first person perspective. I feel like you're losing a lot on what it has to offer. Because if I'm not wrong, in Cyberpunk, you create your character. What's the point of creating my character if I can't even see it most of the time? That throws you off.
That's like that in a lot of games. Unless you're going to see him in a cutscene. Where you create, like, you customize your character and you're not going to see him unless they're in a cutscene. When you're playing first person.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Skyrim, you know?
I think that's why I don't. I think that's another reason why I didn't fuck with Skyrim too much either. Or like Avowed, right? Avowed just dropped.
Skyrim can play in third person.
Yeah, you can play in third person Skyrim.
Yeah, you can.
That's so long ago, but I definitely don't like there is the first way Avowed person, is. Yeah. I feel like Avowed would have been a lot better with third person.
Detroit Become Human.
Go.
What's that? That's first person perspective.
No,
it was third.
Was it third?
Yeah, it was third.
Okay. Yeah, it was third.
You moved the character around. But I think about that shit in a totally different perspective from you. Because for me, I enjoy both first and third person, and I can seamlessly swap between the two. It doesn't really matter much for me. Like, I know I was a big deal for people switching from Overwatch to Marvel Rivals, but I don't care. But for me, when it's first person, it's more immersive. I'm more into the world. Like, for example, for Cyberpunk, bro, I remember I created a bad bitch as my character. And to be honest, when I am playing Cyberpunk, I don't see that as my character. I see me as my character because I'm in first person. I'm in the world. I'm immersed. And but when I have a third person game, I'm more centered on the character themselves. Like Baldur's Gate, whenever I made a character, I looked at it from the perspective of, this is my character. What would they do? Not me being in, you know, like in Cyberpunk, I'm going to do what I want to do. But in Baldur's, I'm going to play how my character would play. So for me, it's more of a different, there are two different types of immersions, right? In something like Skyrim, I would swap back and forth sometimes. It's weird. Like, I like to play the game itself, like combat-wise and stuff, in first person, unless you're fighting a dragon or some annoying shit. But other than that, exploring the world, you can go third person, move your camera around to see everything, you know? And so in a game like that, where you can seamlessly swap between the two, I guess it's my preference gameplay-wise, because in some multiplayer games, it's just straight up more better. Damn, I'm stupid. More better. Sound like Striker, except he's not talking.
maybe it's a situational awareness thing for me, because I like being aware of my like my surroundings. I think maybe that plays has an effect on when I play video games. Because if it's not something, I notice if it's not something specifically like a shooter, I'm not going to enjoy it as much as I would.
There are some shooters that do that, and shooters that allow you to swap between both. It is just objectively better to be in third person.
Yeah, because you're just fucking cheating around corners.
Exactly. Right. So like, it's kind of funny. But
I don't know. It's just, I think I got to really get down to the bottom of why I don't like it. I know for a fact I like to just see, maybe it's nuance, but I just like to see everything on my character.
Has there ever been a first person story game you've ever enjoyed?
Yeah, Cyberpunk.
Yeah, Cyberpunk.
Yeah, like I thoroughly, if it wasn't for how good the story was, I wouldn't have finished the game. Okay. But the story is just so overwhelmingly positive in terms of how good it is. It's just something that first person perspective, I'll put it to the side.
I think that's why they made that game first person, though, because they didn't want you to focus on the character. They wanted you to feel like the character, so you could like feel the emotions, I guess, or feel emotionally connected to him and Johnny.
And don't get me wrong, in some scenes it works. Like, I remember there was one scene they were working on me, like on the chair. I felt more immersed, obviously, but I feel like it's just one of them things where one, they should definitely let the player choose. I think on our next game they'll do that. I think they'll put it in a third person perspective, especially for like driving around. Well, driving around, it shoots the third person.
Yeah.
So I think that's fine. So I think when it cuts to like those cinematic moments, they could automatically move it towards a first person perspective in some scenes where it makes sense. Like when a doctor's working on you or something like that. That was kind of cool. Like, you felt it. Or when you're talking with Johnny and it's a really intense scene and you can kind of like feel the emotion through your controller and through what you're seeing on the screen, like I think that was kind of cool. But just having everything in first person was just throwing me off a little bit. Like I said, it could be like a cinematic experience thing for me too, because when I'm seeing an entirety, like the entire situation, I just feel a lot more connected to the story because I can see everything that's going on. I don't just want to see what's in front of me, you know. But
well, do you remember that mission, nuance? Like after the hotel when you're sitting on the park bench and I guess like Johnny's off to the side talking to you about like Arasaka Tower. They pan out into third person in a lot of those cutscenes, I think, when they
want to. They do. And see, I like that. I like that. I mean, that's why I said the story, they do it. They do it right. It's just having no option to move to like a third person just throws me off a little bit. But it's very rare that I found a game that can, you know, do something that well like that. Like I said, when I tried Avowed, I just wasn't. I couldn't grab onto it. I was like, dude, this is definitely a game that should for sure be in third person perspective. This is not one of those first person games, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me. A lot of people like Avowed. That's probably just my opinion. But I see your point. You think you're going to finish it though? Riz?
Yeah, probably. I no telling when, because I hear that game's fucking lengthy.
It's not that long. It's not that long at all. No, it just depends on what you do.
Like, you can accidentally beat that bitch in 4 hours.
Honestly.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not long at all. Just depends. It's got a lot of endings.
Spend all that time doing.
Mm-hmm. Exploring, doing bullshit.
Oh. It's just,
it depends on how many side quests you do, too.
Side quests, like your story. Like, A lot of the shit you put into character creation could play a part in like how long your story actually is too. I guess background wise,
I'm a street kid.
Are you? That makes sense.
That's what's that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
You always choose like assassin roles.
You made a street kid and you made a bad chick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, is she in a gang?
Go with her life. If not, she will be.
Is she getting jumped in the vaginal way?
No. We boxing. Oh, that's crazy. I'm not one of them. Don't ever do that.
What are one of them?
Them whores.
We do got some new game releases. We have Carmen Sandiego. It's also a series on Netflix? Really? Didn't know that. The original Carmen Sandiego was about a master thief who stole famous works of art and landmarks. The player was a member of a Interpol who had to track down Carmen and her henchmen. The new installment allows the player to play as the infamous thief Carmen. It's available March 4th, which is yesterday at the time of recording, a few days ago, on all platforms. We got Knights in Tight Spaces. That's funny. Was it like a Dungeons and Dragons with Jason Statham? Who's that? Rain? Who's this?
Who are these Statham? People? You don't know who Jason Statham is from Crank?
No,
bald white dude. He's also in Fast and Furious series. English accent.
Why does that name sound familiar? Yeah, that guy. Okay, got you. He played the fucking
Transporter. Crank. Yeah.
Okay.
Expendables. Yeah, too. Yeah.
Well, is he in it? He's in this Knights in Tight Spaces?
In the game, I think so. Like his likeliness.
Oh shit. Okay. We got 2 Point Museum coming March 4th.
That's the indie guy.
He's
our indie. I played one of the 2 Point Museums. I played the hospital one.
Which one of these have you played, Haru?
Of these indies on this list? None of these, but I have played
Fragpunk, didn't you?
No, you're thinking of Frostpunk.
I'm thinking of Frostpunk, yeah. No, oops. I'm thinking of Frostpunk, okay. Split Fiction, though. Can that even be considered an indie? No?
Nah, it's EA, right? My bad.
Published by EA, but still developed by Haze Light Studios.
Fair enough. There you go. There you go.
Hey, you're soft enough indies, bro. They come out the woodworks. That's the one?
Yeah, the 2 Point one. There's a lot of 2 Point games.
He likes those. Yeah, I was about to say. But you didn't know the story of one. But you didn't know the story of one of them, I think.
Oh, shit.
Well, Split Fiction. I mean,
what exactly makes a game company AAA? Is it what they're
with
worth?
A big budget?
Money.
Yeah,
yeah. Money. That typically have a. There's plenty of indies that have money. They typically have a parent company above them. Like, for example, like when Xbox or PlayStation buys a studio or whatever, they would no longer be considered an indie.
So Haze Light. Is it still considered an indie studio?
And they're not a subsidiary, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so this is a AAA title, bruh. Back off. This one of ours. Right?
Isn't EA publishing this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's got hella good reviews. It's got 9 out of 10 across the board. 10 out of 10 is home spots. Yeah.
This one's exciting. I'm excited for this one.
I'm like, you never know, because you could still get like enough clout to get like a big publisher to help you or whatever and not be owned by them as well.
Hey, man, when you drop a game of the year, you gotta pick them up, right?
Because they gotta get signed. Yeah, because technically for like Kingdom Come Deliverance, Deep Silver is their publisher, but they're not owned by them. They're an indie.
But they're UK, aren't they?
They're somewhere in Europe.
What was that supposed to mean?
I think they're in the Czech Republic.
Is anyone played Split Fiction yet?
I'll be streaming it tomorrow.
Comes out tomorrow.
Oh, it comes out tomorrow. Oh, yeah. The reviews just dropped. Okay.
Reviews dropped
tomorrow for today. So yesterday for today.
Oh yeah, shit! Okay. Yeah.
You can catch. Appreciate you. Live.
Yeah, there he is.
Can you tell when we?
He was already live. Actually. So I don't know why he's announcing this to y'all?
Is it multiplayer? Just.
Yeah, it's co-op.
It's online co-op?
You could play with a friend using the friend pass, so you ain't even gotta pay this for the game.
Just one person has to buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, invite me.
He playing with his wife.
Oh, you a fucking fraud.
That's
oh, you wanna hook no boys up?
I got you, Dragger. Don't worry. I'll put your foot down for you. He playing with his wife, nigga. They love that type of shit.
Oh, God. Oh,
waiting for her to finish the jump puzzle.
Nah, Cracker's the one that can't jump. We've seen him play Destiny.
That's wild.
Fragpunk. Fragpunk's a new hero. I haven't seen him play that
in a minute. Oh, is Fragpunk going to beat Marvel Rivals?
What you mean? It's the same company.
Is it really?
Eddie.
Woo. Hey, that's...
No, it's not. It says Bad Guitar Studio.
That's a studio developed, but they're a subsidiary of NetEase.
Are they really?
Yeah, I was looking into that shit before he got on, and I was like,
"Me out here,
me versus me." How can it be competition?
When does this drop? It does have a similar art style.
No, hold on. The first thing that pops up on Reddit: NetEase delays their hero shooter Fragpunk 2 days before the release. 46
million
subscribers.
Damn. Oh, God. Let me see this. March 6th, free to play. This don't seem bad. Hold on.
Yeah, it had that interesting aspect of the cards that would just imply ridiculous-ass rules onto the game.
I was looking this up because apparently, like, Shroud had a really big hand in, like, helping, like, not develop this, but, like, create the vision, the scope for this game. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see how true this was, but, like... I guess it's going to be in the credits of this.
I was going to say, are you sure you're not thinking of that game that Shroud released himself? I don't know what it's called, but he made a game.
Did he really?
Yeah. And it's like it's similar like CS in style, like, you know, that tactical shooter, I guess. Spectres?
Let me see. Oh, you may be right. Yeah.
It says Fragpunk is a new fast-paced 5v5 hero-based first-person shooter featuring power-up cards that bend the rules of combat. Looking at these trailers, it looks interesting. So they're just trying to dominate the hero shooter environment? They're trying to like just shit on Overwatch at this point?
I think it's more so like, oh, hero shooters is a new hot thing. Make another one.
Mm-hmm. Just like how Battle Royales were.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I like hero shooters over Battle Royale. New... So, like, I'm ready for that to die. I'm like, okay.
Battle Royale scene has died, though. Or as far as people creating them.
It has died. Fortnite's still kicking.
No, I'm talking about people creating them. It's died. Remember when we went through like years of just everybody had a new battle royale shit? My Hero Academia had one that came out. Like it was getting bad.
It was the fad, bro. It's what's
happening. I don't want this to turn into a fad. Like, I think we're going through the same thing now where we're just trying to fucking, you know, piggyback off the next guy. Why don't we just create some new IPs? What's so bad about that? We're gonna get some good story games.
They're having new IPs. It's just the same genre.
They're having the same issue in the movie industry, which is why they keep remaking things, you know?
Facts. Actually, they have been remaking everything now. Yeah, you're right. You're right on fucking that. Damn, it's gotten to Hollywood too. Shit. I mean, it's because people go and they support it. They'll fucking buy it. And it, people are like, if they'll buy it, then it's like when we were talking about Spider-Man. We got motherfuckers like Stryker that'll buy it. So,
but what you complaining about? Frogpunk is going to be free. So is Marvel Rivals. So what's there to complain about? Why would we complain about free games?
Talk to him. Damn. Microtransactions going to be
because it's taking away resources, fucker. God. Brain power to develop new interesting creative things. But this looks pretty good though. I ain't gonna hate on this. This looks pretty good. This looks unique to a, it's not just a fan of your viewer shooter.
Left and right though, bro.
You gonna fire more people by next month. It's okay.
Damn.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I guess. Put a little stat on it, I guess. But is this delayed or is it dropping tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Here's my question. Is this game considered a hero shooter, though, or a tactical shooter with heroes?
It is a hero shooter is what they got it classified.
I hear that, but that's why we're having this discussion.
Like,
I
know what they FPS, got. Okay?
I know it's an FPS. He in first person. I see that.
Shit.
I'm trying to understand, man, because, you know, tactical FPS games like CSGO.
This does look like CS a little bit.
Or Valorant, right? Is Valorant a hero shooter?
Yes. Technically.
Yeah, I guess.
See, that's where I'm confused. That's a hero shooter and not a tactical shooter?
No, it's both. It's a tactical shooter. It's both.
Is Rainbow Six a hero shooter?
Yes.
Fuck no.
What would you describe it as?
It's a tactical shooter!
But it's a hero shooter too. It's got heroes.
Operators, yeah. But it's a
that just kind of goes back to the FPS
tomato
thing.
Tomato.
It's like one of many, you know,
because because
Black Ops 3 is a hero shooter.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Overwatch is a hero shooter, right?
Yes.
It's not a tactical game. I can understand it. No. Marvel Rivals is a hero shooter.
It can be a tactical game.
Well, technically, it's like it's not tactical.
Not at all.
Nah. It's more arcade.
Black Ops 3 then is tactical. But it's a hero shooter. Different abilities, different heroes. Okay, Stryker, you didn't play, so shut the fuck up. You didn't play
it. It's just FPS. That's pure FPS. Just the thing about tactical shooters is that the reason why they're called tactical shooters is because you can't go in there fucking guns blazing. There's levels to this shit. The core mechanic of it isn't just the amount of kills you get. Like, there is an objective for fucking CS and for fucking Valorant. Like, actual tact shooters.
Whereas you got games like Call of Duty. I think that's the definition twisted. Like, you're right, Stryker, but, like, I think, like, a tactical shooter is defined not necessarily by realism, but the fact that it mimics, like, you know, like real life, low time to skill, like, low mobility, shit like that. So, like, you know, Valorant, CS, all that has together is, like, you know, you move slow, you die fast. More realistic in that sense, but like Valorant, you have like fucking superpowers, so it's not about realism, but it's just about like how the gameplay is played. The nature of the gameplay is a lot slower, a lot methodical.
Yeah,
whereas COD, you run fast, you have infinite
fast stamina.
Yes, fast paced. That's the arcade shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in hero shooter for me just means that instead of having a default character, or you know, you make a character, you choose from a pre-select, you know, determined people. And each person has unique abilities and their weapons or shit like that. That makes it a hero shooter to me. So like,
but would you ever call Call of Duty a hero shooter?
It depends on the call. Like we said, Black Ops 3 is a hero shooter because you have operators, and the operators come with abilities. But like something like recently Black Ops 6 is not a hero shooter because you just have a skin. You're not nothing about your character.
It doesn't change the gameplay.
Exactly. Yeah. So it depends on the call. Some calls are hero shooters, some aren't. Anywhere you have to pick an operator, like Rainbow Six, your operator determines what ability you have and what guns you have access to. That is a hero shooter, technically. It's a tactical hero shooter. Whereas, you know, Overwatch is an arcade hero shooter.
And all of these games are FPSs.
So why wouldn't you call Rainbow a hero shooter? Right?
I wouldn't, because it's just, it's a tactical shooter to me. Like, I don't think the operators, like, I mean, the operators are an aspect of the game, obviously, but that's what makes it Rainbow Six Siege. They have operators in all of their games, and Rainbow's just always been, like, a tactical shooter. I mean, I don't know. I just, when I think of hero shooter, I think of things like Overwatch and Marvel Rivals. I don't, like, it's not a broad spectrum of games I would cover.
Do you think Valorant is a hero shooter?
Nah, that's why I said it was a tactical shooter.
But a hero shooter says it's a subgenre of shooter games which emphasize hero characters that have distinctive abilities and or weapons that are specific to them. Or, so Siege would meet that. Well, what if Siege started the hero shooter genre without considering itself a hero shooter?
I was about to say, if you look it up, is it classified as a hero shooter?
No, it's not. It's not classified.
I think it was before the wave, but
yeah,
like,
it was before the wave for sure.
People started doing, like, with COD, operators are hero shooters, and COD was doing it to mimic it, or whether it started or whatnot. Like, it says, we slowly moved from the default character to hero shooters over the years. If you look at it,
it says the AI gods on Google says yes, Rainbow Six Siege is generally considered a hero shooter.
Google, you trust
AI
that?
AI gods.
It says, as players choose from a roster of operators with unique abilities and playstyles, making team composition and strategy heavily reliant on
what started the hero shooter genre? What started the hero shooter?
It would be Siege, in my opinion, because Siege was the first game to kind of start that wave. Like, we didn't, that's why Call of Duty started implementing, because the success of Siege.
Call of Duty came out before Siege.
Well, I'm talking about, no, not Black Ops 3.
Yes, it did.
I think one, and I haven't played this personally, but I know it's like etched in game history. I think Team Fortress 2 is a really early hero shooter that was mad.
Rainbow Six came out in December. Black Ops always launches in November. Right, bro.
Fuck me.
Ooh. You're right. Sorry, Rizzy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm irritated to have to repeat this, but I'm going to let it go. Look, I think an early hero shooter that was like banging in the market was Team Fortress 2. I'm personally not a fan. I've played it, but it's something that a lot of people. It's like you know how like what Overwatch is to Marvel Rivals, how
it dropped in 2007. Players?
Overwatch was like that with Team Fortress 2.
Oh, actually, you might be right. Hero shooter.
That was pretty popping.
All right, well, Team Fortress 2 started the wave.
Battlefield.
Which one? You make a loadout in Battlefield. Well, you do have
Battlefield's not a hero shooter though.
And every Battlefield you choose between being a medic, support.
Oh, like, wow.
Engineer.
But that's not like a hero though. That's a loadout kit.
Yeah, because
that's like, what operators do. They control your loadout when you choose them. Different abilities.
Like operators come with like 2 to 3 weapons. You're like in Battlefield, you still got a plethora of weapons to choose from, despite what class you are.
No, it's more you don't. Like
part of your loadout.
Not in the early Battlefield. You don't have
like, which one? Like, I haven't played anything earlier than like 4 for her. I ain't gonna
Battlefield 3 or Battlefield 2.
That was before my Battlefield time. I can't defend that. But like, what I remember from 4 though is like yeah, it limited what like category of weapons you had access to. But like, you know, let's be real. When you get leveled up, you get the best weapons in each category. It's not like it fucking matters. You're gonna have your ideal like play
it's
style.
It's the same way in Valorant, though, right? Because you can buy other weapons. It don't matter.
But Valorant, the hero shooter portion of Valorant is the abilities, not the guns, because everybody has some guns.
Yeah, so but in Battlefield, the different characters have different abilities.
Yeah, but they only have like one ability, and it's not major. It's not necessary.
No, they have two. Most of them have, like, the engineer has a tank mine or a repair tool. The support has an ammo thing and a belt-fed turret or sentry turret. The medic has a medic pack and defibs. The recon has a spawn beacon and a motion sensor. They have two. If we being technical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's different because like,
oh, man.
Like in a hero shooter, the team comp matters. In Battlefield, it doesn't really matter if your team, what your squad has. And you don't even have access to everybody else's for real, except for the medics, resin. Like,
that's true.
It has less of an effect on gameplay than like hero shooter abilities have, like going to fucking Rainbow with the operators. Your ability matters big, you know. Once that bitch pulls out that phone and calls you, everybody got to stand still.
Oh, it's shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but like something like Battlefield, yeah, getting at your res office maybe cool, but like it doesn't do much. Giving the dude ammo, that's cool, but it doesn't do that much. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things.
It keeps them in the play.
It doesn't have a big impact on the gameplay. Yeah.
It does, because tickets control the whole game, and if you revive someone, you keep the ticket instead of losing the ticket. That's the whole purpose of playing. Yeah, that.
If the idiot dies again, it won't matter, man.
That's why you're there. And, then
you have hundreds of tickets. One res doesn't make a major difference. It's a drop in a pool.
Yes, it does when everybody's dying. It's 64 niggas in the lobby, 500 tickets. That's three deaths by all of y'all. Damn near. Three times 64 isn't 500. I know math, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you get the point. That shit adds up quick.
Yeah, but it's not major. It's not like in hero shooter abilities major, you know.
That's in a hero shooter, like you're generally like your life is your one life, so your ability is gonna matter like that much in that one life. Whereas you still get respawns in Battlefield, so it may look minimal, but it's still the same effect generally.
I don't know, man. I think that's a slight. I mean, what is your point here? Do you want us to consider Battlefield a hero shooter? Because I'll do it.
No, I'm saying that's where it had to start, if that's what we're saying.
Well, when did Battlefield 2 come out?
2011. Battlefield 3 came out 2011.
Team Fortress 2 came out 2007.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But
what do you mean you don't know about that?
Hold on. What the fuck is that?
So what are these rule-changing cards on this Fragpunk, though?
My bad, TFT. You got it.
Mm-hmm. The nigga knew about it. See how you knew about a nickname and not the official name? That's how you know it got street cred, bro. You ain't even know it's Goof.
It's all right. Valve, that makes sense. Fuck them. NCSGO.
Oh, shit. See, I mean, but it's just one of them things. It's the same argument as when we was talking about the damn FPS.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's why I said they all fall in that genre.
Just too. Blending in at this point. Except for creativity.
That's what you have to do to succeed. You had to copy what the last guy did and do it a little better.
You got to build on top of it.
Yeah, twist it a little bit.
Compound.
That is true.
Emerging.
Actually, never mind. Don't fuck Bell, because I love Portal. Dota's okay.
Never played Dota.
Yeah. It's
like a... It's like a MOBA, right?
Or no? Yeah, I'm into watching people play Dota. So
A lot of people are. It's always a top category on Twitch, and I just never understood why.
Have y'all seen, or more specifically, Razor, did you see the news on The Last of Us 3, Neil Druckmann, what he said? He said that don't expect there to be another Last of Us. So that means somebody gonna die. And I think it's, I think it's Ellie.
It's got to be Ellie. I mean, hey, they fucked her up at the end of the two anyway, bruh. She ain't got shit left.
I think it's
Ellie. They're probably going to make us play Abby again, too.
They might. I think they're really going to just, like, troll on this game and just do everything that's going to piss the fans off. I think it's going to be an excellent game, but I think they're going to do the same thing in two, but just double the pain. So
it's crazy. That's a crazy way to end your series, bro. It could have went down in history.
Right. He sent out a tweet. He was like, don't expect there to be another one. So, well, that's good though, because that means the game probably is coming soon. What year is it? 2025? The new PlayStations drop probably in 2028. So that means this will probably drop in 2027, so they can release two copies.
Oh yeah. I mean, it don't even matter. They plan to do that already. Shit. They already got the remaster in the works.
So we creeping up. We know it's not this year, so anything in 2026 is what they...
It's going to be pretty crazy, though, if they do that. I hope they redeem themselves for real. I'm going to speak it into the air. What these people be saying, I'm going to manifest it.
I'm going to manifest it, yeah.
That just sounds so goofy.
He's about to manifest Bill for ass.
But, Neil Junkman, please. Please, I forgive you for two. Just please do us right by three. All right, I don't want this to go down as the best worst game series in history. Like,
Oh shit. Yeah, but I saw that and I was like, oh okay, that's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be really interesting though.
I can appreciate a game character ending in death for real. Like it's sad, it's melancholy, but like, you know, it's defined end, you know, like that's where you know their whole story, you know.
I just appreciate them ending it.
Like, yeah, that too. Like encourage to, you know.
Just fucking end it. We don't need to. We don't.
I ain't mad they killed Joel. I'm mad at how they did it.
I am very mad at how they did it. That was disrespectful in the beginning of the game too. Just
like just terrible, bro.
Like what? It's like your opening mission. Damn near. It's like, bro, what the fuck? What are we doing? But what he says, he says, yeah. So it says co-creator Last of Us series has indicated that a third installment is unlikely. Starting. Don't bet on there being more of Last of Us. This could be it. This announcement has led to a mix of reactions within the gaming community. Some fans are disappointed, hoping for further development of Ellie's story. What further development do people need, though? Like,
I don't know, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, did they expect there to be like 7-8 installments? This
month? Yes, they did. And this is the problem with the community. Sometimes they just expect, they just want it to go on forever because they have detachment issues. Like, they don't, they can't just accept the fact that things end. And I really, like, don't get me wrong, I don't, you know, no one likes an ending, especially a bad ending, but when it's done right, it's almost like bittersweet. It's like, ooh, okay, well, that chapter's closed, but I'm glad it's closed and I'm glad they did it right. And I think Last of Us is about to do that, but I'm glad they're closing it, because some titles Sony like to just drag through the mud, like their damn Horizon series. That's just, they're gonna get like 3-4 more games out of that, and I don't know why or how, but you know,
because people keep supporting it.
Mm-hmm. Want to fucking buy it all the time.
Yeah, I think people definitely have like issues with like characters just letting the whole series just go on, but just because they want to see more of that. Yes,
they do.
Once you want to, I think they should have a closing chapter, and you either like know for certain how their future's headed or whatever, or kill them off. You know, give us a permanent end.
Kill them off.
Like, okay, we can't let these companies be afraid of experimenting and trying new stuff. That's why I keep getting the same stuff year after year.
This is true. High Roller.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what you wanted to talk about? Some Dragon Ball. What is this anyway?
Dragon Ball Daima. Not Dragon Ball Daima. Kakarot. Game is kind of like a Dragon Ball RPG kind of. You can kind of traverse around the world and all that shit. You can go fishing, do side quests in the cities, and all type of stuff similar to RPG or whatever. You can go hunting for the Dragon Balls, and along the way, you can, you know, actually play the story. So like, there's stuff in the world to do similar to an RPG. But yeah, it's still a little controlled because, you know, it's Dragon Ball Z, you know.
Is this a DLC?
Yes, it's a DLC. So this is a DLC on the Dragon Ball Daima stuff. Basically, you'll be able to traverse the demon world pretty much, which is basically where Dragon Ball Daima takes place. You get to learn a whole lot of stuff about the history of stuff, where like the Namekians come from. You've heard the demon world before, and maybe you even learn some new shit about where Majins come from and who created Kid Buu and stuff like that.
Okay, and what are these? How many DLC packs are they bringing? See, like four under here.
Seems about three and some, you know, some new items that'll come with it if you get it. Some of these items are really useful in battle, because I'm not gonna lie, like the base game of Kakarot was pretty easy unless you put it on hard, but it's still kind of easy. But like once you get like further in and do some of these DLC, I think they basically used these DLCs, you know, to add more of a challenge, because it was too easy in the beginning when this game came out. Because I'm not gonna lie, Beerus whipped my ass for a little while when that Battle of the Gods DLC came out. So.
Okay. Brain, did you see this headliner on the next Call of Duty? Well, the COD 2026.
No, I did not. Well,
it's claiming that Call of Duty 2026 is being developed for the next generation Xbox. So basically, this article, I'll drop the article real quick.
What next generation Xbox?
The next generation Xbox. Not current. What's that? Next.
What's that?
Exactly. I dropped it in articles. But it says, it's been claimed that Call of Duty 2026, which is assumed to be another Modern Warfare title, is in development for the next generation Xbox. It's according to a reputable Call of Duty leaker. It says, according to Hope, the 2026 title is not being developed for past generation consoles. So I'm thinking past generation means the current gen. Unlike 2025, okay, unlike Call of Duty 2025, which released this year, and it's being developed for the next generation of Xbox. So if this is true, this could be our first hint that the next gen Xbox could release around fall 2026. That's what this article is saying.
I just got
that. Makes me think, is that an X? That's not a half step then. That's going to be a brand new console then. Because obviously Xbox didn't work on a half step. So maybe all along they were just working on their next generation. So maybe their next generation is going to come a little quicker than we expected. I wonder how. Well, this probably isn't going to push up PlayStation's timeline regardless, because they just dropped a Pro. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Apparently, like, all the leaks are pointing towards Call of Duty 2026 being released on Xbox's next gen console. So I guess we're going to get some more news on that soon. Probably, let's see. Call of Duty is usually released in the fall. So we might get it with it. Shit. That'd be kind of cool. That might, since they own it, that might entice people to buy an Xbox to play it on the newest and best equipment. What you think on that? Might be kind of cool.
They should just stick to PC, just leave the consoles alone.
That's what I thought they were gonna do, but you know, of course, we talked about it a few weeks ago. They got plans for a next gen console. There were talks about them taking out Warzone though and focusing on multiplayer. I don't see that being true, just because of how much money it brings in. But I mean, I don't play Warzone regardless, so I guess it don't matter. But I feel like they slacked a lot on the multiplayer ever since the Warzone drop.
Could you say that one more time? Like, go back a little bit one more time. What'd you say?
Apparently they're trying to talk. Apparently there were some rumors that they're going to drop Warzone on the 2026 title and solely focused on multiplayer.
Oh, okay. What does that mean, though?
I guess they won't have another Warzone on that title, at least. Make it separate.
They really wouldn't even need to, because people can just stay on whatever COD and play the other Warzone.
Warzone is already a separate thing.
Yeah, well, I know it's a separate thing, but you know.
So do they mean like they're not gonna update it that year?
I don't know. It just says that there's rumors that they'll focus on multiplayer and won't bring over Warzone.
Okay, that would be dope. Yes.
Fuck Warzone.
Facts.
Niggas missing out, man, you know?
Facts, man.
It's quick, easy hits of dopamine.
Remember my hate for Activision? No. That's exactly what I worked on.
Proximity chat, take a niggas hostage. It's fantastic.
Man, nah, I know what you're doing saying that.
You know what I mean? Man. I was on there yesterday with my cousins. Quads. Running shit.
Poor niggas. No good coming out of that.
No good. I'm pretty sure one of them games, we couldn't talk to each other, so we was pretty sure we all had got comm banned, but it got fixed right afterwards. That shit was crazy, because we was talking our shit in game chat. Y'all boys got to, you know, get down on it. That was so nice. There's a lot of Spanish speakers in my lobby.
Oh, God. You know?
Oh, yeah, they be on COD, for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Starker don't play COD.
You know what? Here's how. One of them little kids on there had said something like, "Chinga tu madre." I don't know what that means, right? I proceeded to drop 29 kills in that lobby, and you know,
but you know what? He got away with saying that, though.
Did he? Did he? Packed them up for all our non-Spanish speakers out there. I did it for us.
What's this Destiny Hershey thing I'm seeing? Oh.
Hearsay.
What?
Hearsay. You hungry motherfucker. Hearsay. Destiny Hearsay is the new episode that's currently like going on. The latest installment in the Destiny series, you know what I mean? Act 2 of it begins next week. And so right now, currently, players that are in that community are in their stages of prepping
for the release of the next act. Bungie released a little dev op earlier today where they showcased a couple of the things that you can expect to see to come, like new artifact perks and things like that. I did not tune in, I ain't gonna lie. I should have. But Destiny Hearsay, like that episode, they're trying to start. They're like in a state like Marvel right now, right? They're trying to build something to start up their next phase for real. Like they're building to their next act because the Light and Dark Saga just ended. This is like tying up loose ends, kind of. It focuses on you killing orcs, which you did in Destiny 1, but they tried to bring him back in Destiny 2. And his sisters, one of his sisters got chosen by the Traveler the same way you did. So they're like, oh, maybe we can use her power to, you know, bring him back. And his other sister got clapped by a different NPC that you fuck with called Aeris, right? So, but she went crying to her brother while he's dead because they've managed to, you know, talk to his spirit in the afterworld. Ouija board, they're up there talking to him. And she's like, brother, this guardian, that's you, the Destiny player, killed you. And he out here doing hood rat shit, basically, right? He says, well, if he killed me, he won fair and square. Whatever you doing is hearsay and you tripping.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's trying to stop the squabble because he don't care. He dead. You know, I done got packed up twice, low-key, because that man killed my son in the first game, killed me, and then killed me again. You know? It's kind of rough. And his sister trying to bring him back. So that's what this is. The writing could be a lot better. The cutscenes aren't too great right now because a lot of the voice lines are missing. But that's you know, them doing the right thing because Bungie's actually showing support to their employees because one of them is supporting, like, the SAG-AFTRA strike that's ongoing, which is against AI, which I think you did want to talk about too. But AI voice lines in game development and, you know, the workers want some type of job security, some type of what would you call it, High Roller, from your employer that you want to make sure that you got your job besides job security? There's a different word, right?
No, it's job security.
Pretty sure it's just job security.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
I felt like it was something else, like retention or... Yes. Fuck it. Cool. Job security. We'll talk it up to that. But they want something. They want benefits and job security and make sure they're not losing anything to the AI-ing that's happening right now, because everybody loves AI and it helps productivity, but it hurts physical workers, truthfully.
It does.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's easing the labor costs.
Which, do we even want it in gaming, though?
Ooh, do we? Why not? Because, you know, theoretically, it could help produce the games quicker if it's polished. What if it's not lazy? You know what I mean? What if the AI is good? It's actually doing a great job.
I have to see it first, though.
Exactly. So you can't see it. What I'm trying.
It's just gonna be copy paste products. Then I don't think it's good. But
if you click on that link, that shit about Activision, they're in an uproar about that AI stuff, I guess. But I mean, that's
well, Activision using and shit.
Yeah, I get ads being, you know, AI. But if I see it in game. Probably
have that's. I mean, people have been tripping about the AI for like artwork and all this stuff, and like ads, like you're saying, that's fine. That's streamlining stuff, and that's just you're trying to make money. Get that.
That's taking artists' jobs.
Yeah, it's taking artists' jobs, but they don't. They just, you know, that's saving money to them. I'm talking about actually making, developing games. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not.
That's all part of development.
It is, and I don't think this should be used, but I think this is something minor compared to what we're about to see that's really going to take away a lot of jobs. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not downplaying this, but it's expected. That's definitely expected. Now, when we get to talking about using AI, because I think Elon even tweeted something. He's trying to, like, develop this subsidiary that's going to start developing video games with AI. And I was like, we don't want that.
Yeah, definitely not on that, because, you know, I'd expect that from Elon, because, you know, he's always shown that he's not, you know, he doesn't very much consider his employees, you know, that important, replaceable all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He's not very compassionate when it comes down to that shit. But I don't know. I think Activision's been under fire for that shit for a while now. But it's just expected. Honestly, it's expected. Not saying it's right. I just expected that. Now, side note, because you said ads. Has anyone been trying to actually implicate ads inside of video games yet? So I know EA was talking about it.
I think someone shut that down. I read an article about them not being able to do that because the consumerism, whatever fucking big name program that heads the consumerism thing, I guess, told studios they couldn't do it, or the gaming industry they couldn't do it. They dropped a hammer on them.
Good, because that would be awful. that would be fucking terrible. But yeah. Anything else you was covering on that? Sorry.
No.
Obviously, for upcoming games, we got AC Shadows coming up soon. We got Split Fiction. It's already out. We got Inzoi. What's up with these weird ass games? How do you say that? Inzoi?
Yeah, Inzoi. That's how you pronounce it.
What is this?
It's basically, honestly, it looks like a very realistic version of The Sims. Like, I saw this game got announced a couple years ago. Like, it's literally like Sims on steroids from the looks of it. Like, they're literally trying to make you be able to do everything life has to offer in a game, like, to a higher degree than Sims, is what it seems like. So it seems very ambitious for what they're trying to do, but I guess we'll see how that turns out. But it's definitely Sims on steroids.
It might be interesting, though. Hold on, I'm going to look up a trailer. Oh, God, that looks real as fuck.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about.
What the hell? What the fuck?
Honestly, when that shit was announced, I thought I was going to see that shit until, 2030 or some shit.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay. This is some shit y'all's girl going to play.
You mean him?
Right. Man, my girl play that, man. Come on now. We know that's you putting 14,000 hours in Sims.
Damn.
This looks nice, though. What is it? Okay, it releases on the 27th.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely buy it. I'm going to try it out.
This bitch is like Ariana. Somebody create an Ariana.
I'm gonna see if I can create the greatest snow bunny the world has to offer.
That's crazy.
That's my man.
That's wild.
Oh, what I call him? Oh yeah, White Delights.
Oh man. Are we editing that up?
Yo, the character creation looks good though. Damn.
You gonna get attacked by the queens? Hey, I'm with y'all. I stand with them.
Yeah. I don't support this personally.
Man. Okay, I might pick this up. This look kind of cool.
I gotta ask you though, Hyrule. You're so that perfect ideal white delight, as they say. Is he blonde or brunette?
It depends. It depends on the day, how I feel at the moment.
What the day have to do with it?
No, I'll just say I fuck with all of them. All of them.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's coming out on PlayStation 2. Oh shit.
Boy, going for the cop out. No, don't let him do it. Mm-hmm. Don't let him do it.
Yeah, no, that was my wife that put 1,000 hours into Inzoi.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It's not me. I left my computer on. I'm not playing it.
I heard about that too, Scraggy.
Did you?
Yeah. It's like Botox, but less. Less plastic.
That's plastic. WWE 2K25. Obviously, it's got the new 2K park inside the game. We got a few things coming at PlayStation Extra. I'm going to skim through a lot of this. We got Age of Mythology, War Robots, Care Bears. Yeah, Striker, go ahead. Play that. Eldrador, Creature Shadowfall. Ever 17, Memory Loss, Never 7, and Sorry We're Closed.
Yeah, that's crazy. Rain put all them nice descriptions and you ain't gonna tell the people.
Yeah, I figured if anybody wanted to come and take that over, they can. Feel free to read that. I was gonna get to some
Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna talk about Care Bears at least?
Go ahead. Oh, he said he was gonna put it
on. We have skipped over Pokemon somewhere.
I didn't hear what he said that. He fucked
me up. Spin the block. Go ahead. Fun Shadow
Rescue. Grumpy Bear. On March 6th, PS5 and on PS4. So for everyone that still got some PS4, you can play Care Bears. Fun Sunshine Bear, Grumpy Bear, Share Bear, Cheer Bear, Good Luck Bear are on a mission to save the Silver Lining from Bluster's most devious and daring plan. Damn, sounded like Razor. A ginormous, uncontrollable bad seed is wreaking havoc across the Silver Lining. If it isn't stopped soon, the entire land and its inhabitants will be in big trouble. Hmm. Exclamation mark, by the way.
Hmm.
Yeah. You telling me you ain't excited for that?
Hell yeah.
No.
That's my damn.
Is this what being a dad does to you? Or was it hidden 30?
Damn. Hey, you're 2 years off. Don't worry. You'll get a dose too. Estimated,
bro. Bro stumbled on a Care Bear paragraph.
Oh, did Ubisoft make the news again?
They always make the news.
It says former Ubisoft developer David Davide Soliani and former Rockstar Games writer Christian Cantamessa, where else are all these foreigners, have shared their thoughts on the video game industry, saying that it's at a critical turning point. The success of indie games continues to rise. Ubisoft is one of the largest game studios globally, though the company has faced its share of underwhelming recent releases like Star Wars Outlaws. Ubisoft is far from the only major studio experiencing setbacks.
Who did with that?
Companies like EA and Activision having also launched highly anticipated titles that failed to meet expectations. Why didn't they mention Sony's Concord? What the fuck? We also got some Pokemon Z through A backpedaling from their strong path forward and innovative features in Arceus.
God,
Striker,
damn.
You guessed
so reading, didn't you?
Arceus.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Well, I don't know what word is.
That's crazy.
Last week we had Pokemon Week more so than Pokemon Day. But Pokemon Day, they announced Pokemon ZA, Pokemon Legends ZA, which is the newest title that they're dropping later this year. And in there, they did drop the trailer for it. And I don't know if any of y'all got a chance to see that trailer. But there's mixed feelings in the community. People who actually play real RPGs.
Really?
But Yeah. Some people, I mean, the Pokemon stands are gonna, you know, defend it.
Took y'all this long to have Discord in the community?
What's y'all mixed feelings, man?
Sorry.
What's up with the y'all?
Yeah. Nah, you said Pokemon community, so I'm just, you know, I know you're part of the community for sure. So
what you mean I'm part of the community? You're in the subreddits, man.
This is your my community, yo. What you talking about?
Fair enough. Vent to your community about your other community, man.
But let's talk about what they showed. So, in the trailer, they released a trailer, and notable features from that trailer is the game is going to be open world, very similar to Pokemon Legend Arceus. They have wild zones, so the city, they're going back to Kalos region, and Kalos region was Pokemon X and Y, to anyone that played that. Fans are happy and some fans are upset because we're not getting a new region. They're just basically reskinning this game and making it, I guess they want to say higher fidelity, but not even, because we're limited to only one city, which is the Lumoi City. And the city was big. They did cut off a lot of areas to it, but the whole game is just in this city. Pokemon encounters, battles, your adventures, your exploration are bound to just this one city versus the entire region that we actually got to explore from X and Y. So they should add park to Pokemon. That's it? Park? You mean like 2K?
Yeah, like WWE.
Same future.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what they've been doing with their newer formula. So, like, Pokemon Legends Arceus and Scarlet and Violet, we've gotten a massive and expansive world to actually traverse. And they've shrunk that down by to just a quarter of what we're typically exploring. But not to keep going further into that. They're including parkour in a Pokemon game. The parkour is just a simple ability you get to do in the middle of the air to let you traverse from one rooftop to another. That's about as much as that parkour gets. They're bringing back Mega Evolutions, and your starters for this game is going to be Chikorita, a Gen 2, T-Pig, which was Gen 5, and Totodile, which was another Gen 2. So the starters don't even make sense for XY, which was Gen 5. Is the regions? Right.
Mm. What are they trying to get rid of that?
Region specific starters? I mean, I guess it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Because they've, for the past, what, 2 decades now.
Is every Pokemon going to be in this game?
It's always in every game. No matter what, you'll always have access to everything because of the Pokebank. So you can still transfer a Pokemon from Fire Red over to the latest gen.
But what are they trying to move away from that Pokebank shit too? You know what I mean? Now they just put everything in there.
That's like royalties for them. Like they're getting money from that every year. That's probably like the best service that they released since. Fuck, when did they release that?
Them niggas getting royalties on Pokeballs now too, though, ain't it? You know what I mean?
So the latest thing they've added, which was supposedly groundbreaking. Breaking news, the most innovative thing that's come to Pokemon World is dynamic battles, which is real-time battles. Now you can actually give your Pokemon command, not just attack moves, but tell it where to stand before it declares an attack. And you can preemptively dodge an attack. It's no longer a chance to dodge. Oh, where's my sound effects?
Can you explain preemptively dodge instead of chance to dodge?
So before, it was a chance based off of your evasiveness.
Percentage and then, chance to dodge. Fair enough. I can understand that part, but what do you mean by preemptively dodging?
So you can move your Pokemon or command your Pokemon to, it's like kind of like an RTS, like StarCraft or Warcraft old days, where you can move your troops to a certain area before they attack. You can do the same thing now with your Pokemon. You have full control and command of your Pokemon, and it can move to a certain area of the arena it's battling before it declares an attack. So
does that mean like you can see the other Pokemon's attack pattern or where it's gonna like it's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So called? They've added the real time or trying to bring real time battles to this new version, to this new iteration of Pokemon. Which, in a way, is still going to be turn-based, but with a caveat to it. And now this is where that kind of mixed feelings is kind of coming in, because some are saying that this is, like, the greatest thing that they're doing. They're really, taking Pokemon to, like, greater heights. And others are just saying, you're just doing turn-based battle with extra steps. I can see the argument on both sides. I think my biggest, what I'm mostly upset about was this, is that they promised something a little bit more along the lines of, like, a true multiplayer Pokemon open world adventure, and they scrapped the multiplayer aspect of this completely. I don't think there will be any multiplayer. You could just kind of, like, link with a friend for trading or battle. But it will not be like Scarlet and Violet or even Arceus, where you can actually bring your friend into your world and you can see them and run around with them for an adventure. And just random roaming because in Scarlet and Violet, they limited that as well to just the open areas of the world to kind of like capture, battle, do dual battles or double battles with Pokemon in the wild. You couldn't do that within the city, though, or progress the story. This was supposed to include all of that, to include progressing the story, and they backpedaled a bit on this. Now, there's speculation that it could be because of the hardware. Now we're going throwing shots or trying to like assume what the Switch 2 won't provide, but it's hard to tell. It's too early on still. We haven't even had the Nintendo Direct to really see much about what the Nintendo Switch 2 will offer, but they're still saying that it could be. It could be a chance that they'll include the multiplayer, or they're just kind of going for more fidelity for this game. But Pokemon Legends EA releases later this year. When? Not sure, but will it be Game of the Year?
No, baby!
You like that term a lot, don't you?
Hey man, you gotta talk about it early. Split Fiction getting nominated for sure. I feel like Pokemon
is just gonna be
shit.
Has Pokemon ever won a game of the year?
Hey man, we ain't gotta do that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Hey, I just hopped in that 40-year-old stream. Why is she not answering me, bro? What's going on?
Come on, man. Stop.
There are no bounds with you, huh?
Bro, me and Razor playing Lockdown, and he over here cock blocking, bro. What's going on?
Huh?
He was over here cock blocking.
On Lockdown Protocol, bro, get you. Come on now.
Let's be real. Young, bro. A lot of them be young.
Chill, bro. She grown.
Nah, this boy, like, his first, like, fucking. His first six words to a woman in a game lobby will be, "Do you have an OnlyFans?" Like, every time. Sir.
And you know they got one every time playing.
Right.
There hasn't been a single one that told you yes on their game.
Get it all, bro.
They lying. I don't believe it.
They don't like to promote it right away, bro.
You beating them to the punch.
Just like every time they beat a damn the damn what's it called?
The last one was like low key a psychopath. For
bro,
real.
She was a fucking demon.
Yeah, she's a little demon,
fucking
bro.
Demon,
bro, I kept being the dissonant every time with her. I used to kill like one person. Y'all niggas, she used to kill the rest of y'all.
Bro, like she killed me like three times, and like she wasn't even a dissonant two of them times, bro. I was like, what's your problem? I ain't gonna lie, I had fun with bro in that C4 though.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny as fuck. The first time I blew that up, I was like, I had the detonator, and all I hear was somebody. I hear a group of people in the hall faintly. It was just talking about, "Oh, I got some C4," and they like playing hot potato. And I walked in the room, and I was like, "Oh shit, I got a detonator. I'm gonna blow him up." But then I got too close to him, and I died too. And it was sad.
Damn. That boy said, "I gotta go too. I want a good seat." I remember one time, bro found C4 and I found the detonator, and we were playing catch. And I was like, "Bro, wait, we can do something better than this." And so I gave him the detonator and followed him to a room where y'all was around, and he just tossed that bitch in the middle of y'all and blew it up.
Nah, fuck that. The fucked up one was when I saw Razor. He was like by this damn little hideout, and so I found him, and he was next to this room. So I go into the room. He watched me go into the room. And by the time I picked up the C4, I realized it was too late. It was a fucking trap. And he blew me up and he ran off, bro. It was so sad.
Bro. Yeah, I didn't, you know, I don't know why you went in there, first of all. Like, it was just first come, first serve. Unlike you. But I found the C4. I found the detonator. And then in that room was a gun that had zero bullets in it. I was like, okay, bet. Bait in a trap. Set, and you just happened to be the first to walk in there, bro. And you ain't weren't suspicious or nothing.
So I picked up the gun, and the moment I saw it was empty, I'm like, oh shit.
Like, I was waiting for him to say something before I blew him up too, so I just had to double check. I was like, hey yo, is there anything cool in there? And he didn't say nothing back, so I was like, man, fuck it, and I just pressed the trigger.
Knew I was fucked when he said that to me. I'm like, oh god, it's a fucking setup, and I'm just dead. And then he walks off, and he tries to act like, I'm like, this is bullshit, bro.
I was just a casualty, you know. So I wasn't listening, so I don't know why I would confess to that.
Anything cool in there?
Start playing Uno. You lose friends.
You do lose friends on this game. That shit was funny as fuck. Oh, sorry, got a little off topic. That's okay. Did we cover everything? Daredevil, Born Again. Any Daredevil fans? Did anybody even see the original Stryker? You just don't talk.
I saw the original.
Shit was boring, yo. Fucking.
Oh my god.
Hey, nigga. Go back to playing middle grade.
He didn't watch it.
Midroller was talking about that earlier. He was like, "Did you watch Daredevil?" I was like, "Yeah, I seen the first one that came out."
Shit. No, you didn't. You saw
and you want to know what that nigga was talking about?
What?
You know the one that came out many, many years ago?
2003?
All of us might have been toddlers at the time.
Yes.
Except for soccer, he was like 15.
Facts. Yeah, that boy saw the one came out in 2003, basing his opinions off that shit. We talking about the Netflix series, Stryker. Razor, you didn't see it though, did you?
Nah, I have not.
Rain, did you see it?
Hell nah.
Damn, nobody saw the Netflix series?
I saw it.
Wait, what Netflix series? Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Yeah, nah.
It's on Disney Plus now, but...
Yeah. Damn, double down on it. Now, I want to. I fuck with Daredevil, like, a lot. I like his character. Like,
I definitely recommend watching it.
Yeah.
It aged well, too. It aged
tripping,
very well.
Tripping, sir. Easily no diss Spider-Man. I don't even... You know what you're talking
about. Oh, you know what I did watch? And I think Laser mentioned this a few episodes ago. The Menu. That shit was crazy.
The what? Oh,
The Menu.
The Menu?
The menu. The Menu.
The Menu? What's on the menu?
Not that great.
Pizza.
Oh, the menu. It's a show?
It's a movie.
Where's it on? It's a horror? Oh, God.
Yeah, it stars like a
thriller?
Hey, Scracker.
Magic.
Scracker? He doubling down on it, bro. Actually doubling down on it. We had the same conversation earlier.
I might watch this tonight. Is it good? Stryker said it's good.
Yeah, I gotta finish it, but I was enjoying it when I first started watching. I forgot why I even stopped. Did I fall asleep? I don't fucking remember.
That could be it. But I think it was put it on late at night.
I know Gorge was good. That was a good recommendation.
Yeah, yeah, that's Homegirl. Her.
Oh.
Yeah. Anna Taylor, something like that.
Oh shit, it is. That is her. Oh, that is her. Oh god, okay. Oh, okay. Something else came out recently or was about to come out. I can't think of it right now.
Y'all been catching, keeping up with Spider-Man, the animated series?
Oh,
such hate. You just ruined his day asking him that shit.
That shit took me out.
You don't want to fucking watch that. Damn.
Hey, what about Invincible, though? That should have been pretty hot.
I've been following it on TikTok.
Hey, I hope yesterday's episode was fire. You know what I'm saying? I don't know as of me saying this right now. But I don't know as you hear this. Nah. But I think from what I've been hearing on the net, this next episode, some shit going down with Mark, and then some other Marks, too.
Mark, what you talking
about? Yeah. See, I ain't going to spoil nothing. If you don't get it.
I saw a post on Twitter with a lot of Marks, but I didn't think that was real. Somebody was saying comic representation versus this. What's been up with all these people comparing it to the comics too?
I don't know how motherfuckers be.
That's how anime is, man. You know,
yeah. Damn, man.
Also, they just be like, because like there's some, you know, a lot of people
can't just watch it.
The animation and all that, but it's just like, you know, you can watch hour long episodes every fucking week. Yeah. It's just gonna be some of the complaints you hear going from manga to animation. You can't really capture all that sometimes in animation, or at least now without slaving people like MAPPA does.
Fuck them.
Well, you know, I can't spoil Daredevil Born Again, but I will say, as a huge fan of the Netflix series and all the Netflix Marvel series that they ever did, I can attest that this show felt exactly how I felt when I was 15 watching the same fucking show. It's dark. It's actually more dark than the original, which surprised me because the original was like rated R as well. But this show, it was doomed when it got first announced. They did a whole turnaround thing like 3-4 years ago when they first announced that the show was coming back or whatever. Disney was like, oh, we're going to make it PG-13. Thank God this show was not made PG-13. You cannot do Daredevil in a PG way. You just can't fucking do it. This show, it just starts off. And they film it in a different way, too. Like, it stays true to its original tone, but it's different at the same time because of the way it's filmed. Like, and if you watch the Netflix series, and Hyrule, you can probably attest to this. If you watch the Netflix series... actually, you probably can't because you only saw 15 minutes of it. But the Netflix series, how they emphasize his senses, they kind of...
I saw it.
Yeah, you see the difference, right?
Yeah, I definitely see the difference. It's kind of like an echo for him, kind of.
Yeah,
now, a little bit. Seems kind of weird, but I don't dislike it.
Well, I'm talking more like the camera angle as well. Like, there's more emphasis on what he's honing in on, and then you see, you kind of like hear all the like all the background noise, yeah, kind of being like phased
blur,
out,
and they kind of like blur everything else.
Yeah, and they blur everything. Yep, they blur everything and kind of zoom in. Like, there's one camera angle they did when he was hearing the way, like a distinct way this guy steps. They focus solely on the soles of his shoes. I thought that was kind of like a cool representation of how they. How he hears. The original show didn't do stuff like that. It kind of just
you kind of just saw him standing there, seemed like he was listening and didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, and exactly.
He just magically did some shit.
So I really like the emphasis they're putting on that. It's kind of like a really unique twist. It is still very dark, like I said. It picks directly up after the events of the Netflix show. So it's not like it's not a completely new show. It's actually a literal continuation of the events that happened in Daredevil, minus a few things that happened during like the blip and stuff like that when Thanos snapped a lot of people away. Of course, I like the rating. I think the only negative take I had from the show so far, and I watched the first two episodes that released, was just the fact that that iconic opening they changed. Obviously, it's a new show, so I knew they were going to change it. But I was hoping they would stay true to the, like the original theme song, because the original theme song was just so fitting
for
Daredevil. It was so good. So good. I think that is just one of the most iconic openers for a show. But the new theme is fitting as well. It's not going to be as catchy as the old one at all. But the show is definitely... I wouldn't even be stretching it by saying it's a 10 out of 10 if you've watched the old series. I know people didn't like what happened in the beginning of episode 1. Not going to spoil it because it's still new, but well, kind of saw it coming. But by the time you get to the end of season 2, you really see like the frustration in Matt, and you can just feel... The show's tense. Like, it has you tense throughout the whole time. It's like, my best comparison I would do is kind of like if you're watching, if y'all went to see Oppenheimer, like that feeling of, you remember how tense you felt without anything happening?
Yeah, I did.
That's how
I
you feel. Yeah, that's how you feel in this episode, in episode 2, because there's not much action happening. It's a lot of build up to the ending, and you just feel tense.
And so kind of like, when you mention Oppenheimer, kind of like you know, like some shit's going on.
Yeah,
they're not really telling you anything. It's like a lot of silent scenes of people looking around, and you hearing like this deep music that makes you feel the mood.
Yep.
So let me ask y'all, like, so someone have to watch the OG Netflix series to be able to watch Spawn again?
You don't, but you should, because you should. You're gonna be a little confused on a lot of stuff that's going on as far as
the side by side that, like, especially like the dynamic between like Fisk and Daredevil.
Yes,
you know like how they kind of mirror each other a little bit on different sides of the coin.
Did the OG series have Elektra in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Or was that a movie?
No, that was, she has. There's Elektra.
She's in it.
She's in like almost all. She was in seasons.
The movie too. The first movie in 03.
I think I remember seeing the movie, and I don't think I remember the Netflix series. I think that's what it is.
The Netflix series is tremendously better than
it was so good.
I fucked with the movie though. Ain't gonna lie.
But if you like the movie's good, it's just dated. It's just dated. Like you would love the show, because the show, not only did it set up all the other shows beautifully, it's just very, it's dark, and it tells a story in a very it's well paced. So it's not like you're getting rushed, or it's not like it's too slow. Like, the show starts off with a lot of action. It does a good job telling his background story, how he got his abilities. And then the character development, and then the enemies he faces are pretty. It's not like he's facing like an overwhelming threat. They're really relative. I know in season 2, he fought the Punisher. The Punisher was kind of, he wasn't a villain.
That fight was crazy.
That shit was insane. It wasn't a villain, because he's not a villain, but he definitely collided with Frank for like half the season. And then Frank went off and got his own show, which was The Punisher, obviously. Very phenomenal show.
I watched that shit in one day, all 10 hours of episodes.
That's a damn good show. Oh, actually, Frank Castle is coming back too. He's getting his own show, but he's going to be in this season. He's gonna be in, I think, this season or next season. I mean, he comes back this season, and I think he is going to be in the show as well. But he is definitely getting his own show again as well. So,
and that's considering they went kind of dark with Daredevil still, like Disney didn't ruin him. I have a feeling that Punisher's going to be even crazy because you know he's brutal.
John Bernthal's working on it actually. He pushed out like a little notice, and he was like, "This is unlike anything you've seen in the original show." And I'm like, yeah, that's insane.
He did mention something about it being dark, didn't he?
Yeah, he said it's dark. He said it's darker than the original. And I'm like, I don't know how you make it darker than the original, because the original was fucking gory. Now you see this dude beating motherfucking skulls in with weights. So I'm like, I don't know how we topped that. But
remember the scene where he sewed the razor into his arm so he could escape his torture?
Yes.
And
yes.
He pulled that shit out and got out. That shit was crazy.
I'm rewatching Daredevil again now and Punisher just because I'm like, I don't want to do this fucking weekly shit. But yeah, I mean, getting back to what you were saying, you can watch it without watching OG. I just don't recommend it. Like, especially since it's a weekly upload anyway, I recommend just going ahead and starting Daredevil and then watch Daredevil season one, season two, then watch Punisher season one, then watch Daredevil season three, then watch Punisher season two and come back to this. If you want to skip Punisher, that's fine. I don't think you will, just because when you see him fighting Punisher in season two, you're gonna be like, oh, I actually want to know more about Frank Castle. You're gonna go watch fucking Punisher. But if you just want to hurry up before so you can catch up real quick, watch Daredevil, and then you'll be caught up to the show. It's only the first two episodes out right now, and they're doing like a weekly upload. I think there's gonna be 8 to 10 episodes. Actually, let me get that list. It's actually what I know. So it says Daredevil Born Again release schedule. It's gonna have 9 episodes. Which is fucking crazy. It's gonna have 9. So yeah, I mean, I recommend just going back on Disney Plus and watching Daredevil from the beginning. You in for a treat anyway. And then going from there, it's got just a nice little 3 seasons, like 40 episodes, so won't be too bad. But yeah, it's definitely, I'm gonna give it a 10. It's a 10 out of 10 for me, just because it stayed true to its roots, yet it still introduced like a new element. And somehow Wilson Fisk, like, even though he's still here, he doesn't feel abused or overused, because he's obviously not the main villain right now, or I don't know yet, maybe he is, I don't know, but he doesn't feel overused because there's other characters as well that are kind of like, and they're doing stuff as well, because obviously he's a lawyer and it's tying into cases that he has, and there's a lot going on in the show as well. So it's a great show, and I'm glad Disney and Kevin Feige are doing something right with this one. Because I'll tell you right now, if this show would have went PG-13, they would have disrespected Daredevil in this show 100 times. They would have disrespected it. But it feels true to what it's supposed to be. What else was I going to say on that? But yeah, that Punisher show that's coming too, I'm glad John Bernthal is retaining his role, because I don't see anybody else playing that role the way that man plays that role. Like, he is the Robert Downey Jr. for an anti-hero. Like, I don't see anybody playing a anti-hero role as well as John Bernthal does Frank Castle. I think he was literally born for that role. It's kind of insane. I'm actually surprised you didn't see it, Rain. I'm surprised you didn't watch that. You didn't watch Punisher either?
No, I didn't. Oh, no, I did. That's John Bernthal, right? I watched
Punisher. Yeah.
I did watch all of that.
Okay, cool. That was good.
That's good.
I'll give you that one. That's good.
I'll go back and watch it. It's just, like, if it originally released on Disney Plus, that's probably why I didn't watch it, though.
No, like, it originally released on Netflix.
Netflix? You sure?
Yeah, all of them released on Netflix. This is Disney's first time picking up. So what happened was Netflix owned it up until Disney Plus came. and they bought it all from Netflix. So they moved everything to Disney Plus, but everything was already finished. And that's why the show didn't continue, because when Netflix sold the rights, the contracts were up and Disney didn't redo it. And they didn't think they had a demand for it. And they did, because this was one of Netflix's fucking biggest shows on the platform. And so I guess Disney had other plans, and then they realized, oh shit, this is kind of something we need to do, and it's working out for them. So yeah, they end up bringing everything over to Disney just because they own the rights now. But all of these shows, Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, The Defenders, Iron Fist, all those were Netflix shows. They weren't originally Disney, but now everything's on Disney. And I will say, all those are Jessica Jones. Actually, did you watch that High Roller, Jessica Jones?
I watched the first season.
Yeah, it was definitely slower. It was slower, but it had a great plot.
The main villain of that was kind of crazy, his power.
Yeah. That shit was insane. That's actually like a psychological fuck. But she's actually coming back too. So I'm guessing they're trying to reprise everybody from the original shows. But basically the order is, obviously you got Daredevil, which branched off the Punisher, which branched out Iron Fist. Iron Fist was mid as fuck. That was kind of a downhill. Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage came about on their separate projects. Luke Cage was actually a really good show, though.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, I like Luke Cage.
I kind of stopped watching it after, you know, after I got to that one season with them. Who was that African nigga he was fighting? Can't remember his name. That one's
kind of awesome. He's on season two. Yeah, season two kind of fell off a little bit. But this was around on periods where he was just trying to, I don't know, a lot of woke shit was coming out. But but yeah, that's all I got. Anybody else got shit to cover? Anything we forget?
You still gonna get yourself a 50 series?
No, aren't they exploding or melting?
Nah, apparently that shit's. Wait, is it really? Hold on, I didn't really look into that.
People were reporting it melting inside of their cases.
Oh, shit, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's wild.
Yeah, let me try and find a link. Wow, what's this news we got on the 50 series?
Hey, so, shit. Yeah. Over promise and under delivered.
But they're cheap. Oh,
it's not as fast as they said it was.
Hell no.
They praised at first a 5070 was like a 4090.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying a 57 Ti is 16% faster than an RTX 4070 Ti Super. Get the fuck out of here. That is not what they fucking said on their briefing. They even had fucking charts and graphs that compared it to a 4090. What?
How?
This is crazy.
Where'd they get those graphics from?
They made them up, I guess.
Who's testing these?
Okay, NVIDIA confirms rare RTX 5090 and 5070 Ti manufacturing issue. Literally burning through the cables. That's insane. So, what are the actual results coming in, though, for the speeds? Oh, God, it's a 3-star card. Oh, God. This is not good. Hello, niggas? What are they saying about the cards?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I'm still good for some years in a 4070. You
know what I mean? Oh, they just asked?
Yeah, there was a long YouTube video of like a dude doing a tech review on it. I watched a good chunk of it, and he was just like going through. I didn't watch the review because a lot of the time he was making comparisons to AMD's release, because I think they just released their 9070 today, or at least critics got their hands on it. And they were going to review it today, but I didn't watch that, so I can't really make the comparison.
Yeah, first article I see is GeForce RTX 5070. No, it's not 4090 performance at 549. Shit. Good. Fuck it. Get on the ass.
I think his video got 2 million views like in 2 hours. Pretty sure.
Damn.
I put it on there.
Talking about this one you tagged? Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many views you got? Or that nigga.
Yeah.
But no, 700K. But yeah, 700K or 200K in 2 hours. That's what it was. That made more sense.
but he hit it pretty hard, like trying to drive the nail home. I don't know about AMD's 9070 though. I gotta watch a review on that.
Somebody said a fictional price for a fictional product.
$549, bro. That's all they was trying to charge for it.
Yeah. That's funny.
Something slight. Because AI helped us make this better. That is what they said. AI.
Yeah, that is what they said. Yeah. That is actually what they said. Looks like AI is fucking it. I want a 4090. We have a 4090 at home. The 4090 at home. Shows RTX 5070. Yeah, that's funny. Okay. All right. We got anything else? No? We're good? Okay. Well, if you have made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread love by sharing the podcast with a friend. Or you had to go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really helps us reach more listeners. And again, we're doing a giveaway in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit in our giveaway channel for Assassin's Creed Shadows. As always, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.